Unit 3. Why I Write, 1946, by George Orwell. From a very early age, perhaps the age of 5 or 6, I knew that when I grew up I should be a writer. Between the ages of about 17 and 24, I tried to abandon this idea. But I did so with the consciousness that I was outraging my true nature, and that sooner or later I should have to settle down and write books. I was the middle child of 3, but there was a gap of 5 years on either side, and I barely saw my father before I was 8. For this and other reasons, I was somewhat lonely, and I soon developed disagreeable mannerisms which made me unpopular throughout my school days. I had the lonely child's habit of making up stories and holding conversations with imaginary persons, and I think from the very start my literary ambitions were mixed up with the feeling of being isolated and undervalued. I knew that I had a facility with words, and a power of facing unpleasant facts, and I felt that this created a sort of private world in which I could get my own back for my failure in everyday life. Nevertheless, the volume of serious, i.e. seriously intended, writing which I produced all through my childhood and boyhood would not amount to 6 pages. I wrote my first poem at the age of 4 or 5, my mother taking it down to dictation. I cannot remember anything about it, except that it was about a tiger, and the tiger had chair-like teeth. A good enough phrase, but I fancy the poem was a plagiarism of Blake's Tiger, Tiger. At 11, when the war of 1914-18 broke out, I wrote a patriotic poem, which was printed in the local newspaper, as was another, 2 years later, on the death of Kitchener. From time to time, when I was a bit older, I wrote bad and usually unfinished nature poems in the Georgian style. I also attempted a short story, which was a ghastly failure. That was the total of the would-be serious work that I actually set down on paper during all those years.